Second Epistle to Timothy, chapter 4, reading from the verse number 16 to the end of this chapter and to the end of this epistle.
At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
At the end of the verse number 17, Paul has been delivered from the mouth of the lion. In the verse number 18 is the confidence in the Lord's safekeeping and the purpose of it, deliverance from every evil work and preservation for his heavenly kingdom, with the ultimate goal of glorifying our Creator and our Savior eternally. May it be so. May the Lord do exactly that. Glory be to his holy name from all of the redeemed and preserved. Glory to him for all the good accomplishments in us and through us. The Father is glorifying the Son for all that the Beloved has done in us to please the Father. The Son worships the Father for giving the Son the souls to save and bring into the everlasting kingdom. This is the God, our Creator and our Savior. This is the Christ we preach. Apostolic mission is being accomplished. They did hear it, and we do read it, and may the Almighty give us grace and power and privilege to live it and to share it with as many as possible, for the time is short. The laborers are few, and the work is great and greatly rewarding. In these verses, we can feel the deep peace in the soul of the apostle, and the delight of his soul in the Lord's victory in his own heart and in his own daily walk, as this faithful warrior is leaving the battlefield and entering the royal hall to join in the everlasting triumph. In the verse number 19, salute Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Perhaps the last salutation to dear and faithful fellow laborers down here. Probably, just a short time after that moment, the faithful witnesses will salute and embrace one another in glory around the throne of the Lamb. In the verse number 20, I read, Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Erastus and Trophimus are old fellow workers and faithful helpers to Paul. I don't know how many faithful Christians were taking care of this sick brother, and if the Lord healed him, or perhaps he also entered the glory about the same time as the Apostle Paul, so that by the grace of God, the two brothers were together laboring for the Lord down here, and together entered the glorious realm of peace and rest in the eternal kingdom. these faithful Christians, these brave soldiers, these miracle doers, these healers of the sick, did not have an easy battle. They suffered sickness at times. They were hungry and thirsty at times, persecuted and imprisoned so many times. But the Lord preserved their souls. He blessed their labor, and He transferred them to the mansions of everlasting joy, to be with Him forever. In the first part of the verse number 21, we have the same urgent message that we find in the verse number 9. Come, Timothy. Your old brother Paul is longing for your fellowship, and he also needs your help. And I'm confident that the other disciples here could be blessed very well with the presence and ministry of Timothy, a faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. The rest of the verse number 21 is the greetings of these four outstanding disciples and other brethren that are in that location. And I would imagine that Timothy personally knew these four disciples. I do not recall that in any other part of the New Testament scriptures I have found any of these names. Yet they have been listed here by their names, I think, because it was the will of the Lord to let us know there are many disciples not individually recorded in the scripture by their names, and yet in the book of life with the Lord, meeting in the kingdom many disciples whose names we learned from the book, will be wonderful. But it will be also glorious to meet many others whose names are not in this book, and yet they are up there with the Lord. I know that it will be a glorious time to meet all these brothers and sisters in Christ, all these souls redeemed by the same Redeemer, and it will be so wonderful to meet them, to know them, to hear their testimony, and then together to glorify our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In the last verse, verse number 22, I read, "The Lord Jesus Christ with thy spirit." This is an amazing way of the Lord's Spirit creating the gospel messages in the heart and in the mind of the Apostle Paul. May the fellowship in the Spirit of Christ continue forever, now and after the use of our body is ended. With the Spirit of the Lord, all this abundance of blessings flowing like a river from the throne on high, all this abundance is given to us in the grace of our blessed Redeemer. I'm confident He, our ransom and our King, sealed this letter from Paul to Timothy, and from Timothy to the Ephesians, and from the Ephesians to all the disciples of all generations, including us today. Yes, I do believe it is the last word from the Lord Jesus Christ in this epistle. Amen.